Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I hope that you'll take some time and share these with folks that might need this 5 minute a day, 5 day a week encouragement that we call the weekday podcast. Let me jump right into today's text and go to Luke chapter 15. Now, in Luke chapter 15, the heading says the parable of the lost sheep. We sing a song here at Sugar Hill Church somewhat regularly that tells the story of how Jesus leaves the 99 to come find the one, and me or you being the one. And so in verse 3 of chapter 15 in Luke, it says, so Jesus told them this story. Now, here's what's very cool about how he starts that off in verse 3. When you go all the way up to verse 1, listen to what it says. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. Okay, that's funny. I mean, because we've got people who desperately need to hear it, but listen to what happens right after that. In verse 2, it says, this made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. I look at this and I think to myself, we still do the same stupid stuff. I mean, Jesus is making a story apply to people who desperately need his truth, and not just more church people, because he says in verse 4, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. And when he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep. In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over the lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. That just doesn't seem fair, does it? I mean, it just doesn't seem fair. But the longer I live and grow and mature in my walk with Christ, the more I recognize it's not about whether God is fair, it's about God being just. You see, this story is about how church people, the 99, They're great. They may not be ideal. They may not be perfect. They may be backslidden. They may not have been to church in 3 months, but they're sure for heaven. They know Jesus. But the story is about sheep, remember? And the good shepherd will always go find his sheep. If you've been around this podcast much over the past couple of months, you know that I have been completely absorbed in Psalm 23. About the perspective that we are the sheep, that Jesus is the good shepherd. And the story that Jesus is saying is that we are to be about rejoicing when someone comes to know God. If I could give one message, one story that I believe would change somebody's life and radically put them in a better perspective and a better future and a promising today, it would be this one thing. I want you to know God. I want you to know him because he's given his son Jesus, the good shepherd, to come find me and you. And when he found us, he didn't have to clean us up first. He just said, come on, I found my sheep. I've seen that picture. I bet you've seen it in people's houses and on cards and pictures where Jesus is walking and it's a shepherd and he's got the sheep over his shoulders and those feet are hanging down over his shoulders in the front like you're carrying a kid on your shoulders. And I always imagine Jesus has got me like that. My grandsons were here from Amsterdam over the past couple of weeks, and all of them took turns riding on Pop's shoulders. What I'm grateful for is that Jesus came and found me, and he put me on his shoulders. And he came to find me, and he left 99 others. And when I came back and I trusted Jesus because I could know God through him, then I could celebrate. And others could celebrate that I had come to know God. My friend, listen, let us never get so stuck in our orthodoxies that we forget that all of heaven celebrates when one comes to know God. Today, check up two things. One, do you celebrate when other people come to know God? And secondly, are you doing anything to help other people come to know God? He left the 99 to go get the one. Let us be a 99 that is celebrating the one that comes to know God. Who knows? It might be you today. I'd love to hear from you. Please give us a shout and let us know what you think. And then share these on your social media, because I really believe when we openly speak on the things of God, God does something special, especially when we're unpacking His Word. Hope you have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. You can always watch us online at live.sugarhill.church. God bless. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.